What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah. And some waves. So we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Can a girl go shopping?
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, Brooklyn boys. Start up, they making noise. Start up.
Episode 195. Yeah. It's the haunted, spooked out Brooklyn Boys podcast.
Is it though? Are you in costume?
You know what? We could say anything because this isn't a video podcast. Yeah, I'm dressed up right now, Brody. I'm in my costume.
Nice.
You know what I'm wearing?
What'd you dress up as? A naked guy?
Yeah, today I'm Captain America.
Very nice. Today...
What are you?
I'm dressed as Thanos, or Thanos if you prefer.
Are you Thanos?
Yeah, I have the gauntlet on. I spent a lot of money on this gauntlet.
Oh, forget it.
I have all the Infinity Stones in it. And hold on, half of it just died. I just snapped my fingers; they're all gone. Now I'm going to sell this tonight on eBay, so I won't have it for pictures. But it looks great on me.
Yeah, my Captain America man. Let me tell you something. I don't even need the fake muscles. I got real ones. I grew them overnight.
Scary Jones. I think Captain America.
Don't you?
No.
You know,
it is 8:15 East Coast time on a Thursday.
Yeah.
We are 26 hours later than normal. And Monster Donut Pants, otherwise known as Aaron L. Girl, who you call Anal Girl, once I think you referred to her as by mistake, and apologies to Aaron L. Girl. She wrote on Twitter, me waiting for... David Brody and Scary Jones upload this week's episode of The Brooklyn Boys, and it's a meme of a cat.
Yeah.
And it says, I'm waiting, and it looks
all
like
right.
A cat's...
Aww.
Hold on, filing its nails.
Sweet. It's so sweet that you wait for us.
So I said, we're running a little late. I said, don't wait too long sitting by the phone there because we haven't even started recording yet. So she wrote back, is Scary too busy eating champagne-fed chicken in a pool covered in foam with a DJ and hot girls in bikinis taking selfies?
And if the answer was yes, could you blame me?
No, could not. Who doesn't love a foam party in New Jersey outdoors in October?
I'm sorry to break the fourth wall, everybody. Well, I'm sitting here in my underwear. I'm not in a Captain America costume. I'm not even in any Halloween spirit this year, Brody. I'm really not.
Haven't you already gone to a Halloween party?
That's the problem. The wind is out of my sails. We talked about this last week. I was going to a Halloween party a week early. So what happens when you go a week early to a Halloween party?
And mentally, Halloween's over for you.
Yeah, that's it. I was Rick Sanchez, Rick and Morty. You saw the pictures online.
Yeah, because I know you're a huge fan of Rick and Morty.
Well, I did it because it was easy. It was a lab coat, it was a wig and a unibrow. And that was the whole thing.
You had that already. Off the top of your head, you don't have to be exact.
Yeah.
But try to get within like one or two episodes. How many episodes of Rick and Morty have you watched, do you think? Add them all up.
Maybe
none.
Maybe two.
Maybe two.
He carries around pickles and hands them out pickles for
right.
Like I know the premise. I've seen clips. I know, but let's be honest. If I'm really peeling back the skin of this onion and I'm peeling back the layers, right. I did it because I get to wear brown jeans.
Right, and chicks love
a blue t-shirt under a lab coat, which they provide, and the lab coat and the wig. Make the whole thing. So, and then there's the stupid toy gun. Hold on a second. I got to get to the gun. I want to play.
Well, that reminds me of the year I went from the HBO show Eastbound and Down. I went as Kenny Powers. I'll just keep talking, but you're not here. Are we going to edit this?
No, we're not going to edit this.
All right. So what did you hear me say?
I didn't hear you say anything. I said, I'm going to get the gun.
HBO show Eastbound and Down.
Yes.
Loaded up and trucking. Oh, different. That's sorry.
Oh,
So I went wearing like an Eastbound and Down t-shirt and a mullet wig and a baseball hat. And that was my costume.
Oh.
Because that's what it was easy.
Right.
That's what
that's, I love shortcuts. So this is the gun. It lights up. What do you call this thing? I forgot it has a name to it.
A laser?
Nah, Rick carries it. It's got a green, looks like a green dildo.
I don't watch the show. I should though, from what I read and what I hear about it.
But my main point is, it's a recognizable costume, and it's comfortable to wear, and it's easy. There's one, you know me, I don't like headgear. I don't like face makeup.
You don't like headgear because when you're back in school.
Yeah, from those days. But really, Brody, I mean, I want something simple but familiar and pop culture.
Well, that's so who people you are. Know, people, if you're nothing else, Gary, you are simple and familiar.
Right, and that's not a bad thing. But so my Rick and Morty, but the problem is I wore it last week and now tomorrow we're going to go into this morning show doing a Halloween show and it's going to already, you know, the cover is blown because I've already been seen on social media with this costume. And then anything I do tomorrow night and Saturday night and Sunday when I have to host this event at the Iron Bar in Morristown, feel free to show up.
Hit.
No, I can plug it. I can plug a gig. If the Slices want to come out and see me. That's not me plugging a product.
All right, I'm going to let you slide here.
Come on.
You're plugging the bar, though. You are getting paid to be there.
Yeah, I am. But it doesn't matter.
Like it's like a client, though.
Doesn't matter, though. If the Slices want to come out and see, bro, you should come out with me.
Oh, look, now you're inviting me.
Sunday night at the Iron Bar in Morristown.
You call me on a Saturday or Friday.
Dude, we're giving away $10,000 in cash and prizes.
Am I eligible to win as an employee of the radio station?
Absolutely not.
Then I'm not coming.
You bastard. So anyway, my larger point here is, am I going to wear the same damn Rick and Morty costume?
Sunday night is Cowboys Vikings. You can't expect me to leave the house.
Well, anyway, there will be a subset of people. That
got a TV on there? I might come then.
Yeah, they definitely have it. Yes, it's a huge bar. They definitely have TVs going.
All right, maybe.
I will say this. Having the same costume four times in a row, that's why I'm a little depressed about Halloween this year.
No one's going to judge you or even pay attention or remember. Come on. You know, I'm pissed at myself because 2 years ago, because last year we didn't do Halloween.
No.
Because of the vid. Although I think I got a Negan costume and I wore it at home, but we didn't come to
work. I wore that hazmat suit at home, remember?
Right. 2 years ago, I think it was 2 years ago, 3 years ago, Spirit Halloween hooked us up and I got the deluxe Green Arrow costume, which you and I took pictures and posted of us in costume.
That was a great year. And I was Will Ferrell in Anchorman.
Yes, right. You were Anchorman and I was Green Arrow. And it was a little bit snug on me, but I liked it. It had like fake leather pants. Like it was the whole outfit. It wasn't like you have to wear your own pants. And it had the bow and arrow and like a holster. It was really nice. And so knowing it was tight on me, I sold it. Because I was like, I'm not going to wear it again. It's tight. And now that I've lost so far all the weight I've lost, it would have looked great on me. I should have kept it.
Brody.
Yeah.
Well, you heard what happened to my girlfriend Robin in her Robin costume. She was Robin last week.
Were you Batman?
No. As I said, I don't want to wear headgear. I said, there's no fucking way. I said, I'll do the couple's costume, and that would have been a cool one if Batman didn't have that fucking thing over his head. I'm not wearing it. I can't be that. I cannot wear that into a house party.
The cowl.
First of all, how am I going to get chips in my mouth? How am I going to drink?
Batman's mouth is exposed.
Yeah,
that's why I always thought, like, why did anyone ever recognize him? Like, you know who Bruce Wayne is?
Yeah, but his nose is covered. His nose is covered.
Yeah, but it's open. You could breathe.
Dude, I wasn't doing it. I would have done it. Yes, it would have been a nice...
Your girlfriend's name is Robin. It would have been Batman and Robin. She wouldn't even have to wear an outfit.
Well, that's why she bought the sexy Robin outfit. Because
she actually bought a sexy Robin?
Yes, she was Robin.
You could have been Rockin' Robin that night.
Rockin' Robin. I could have been. Robin was Robin, but Robin fucked up her own costume.
Why?
Wait, she was mixing liquor. We took an Uber to the party at my friend's house in Ramsey, New Jersey.
Wait, way too many details.
Well, I figure I'd get specific for the Bergen County slices.
Is the Ramsey Tourism Board paying you?
Yeah. I'm going to hit the jingle on myself. And she had all this tequila. Uh-huh. Tequila, tequila, tequila. Mm-hmm. What is it? One tequila, two tequila, three tequila floor? Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah. Well, all of a sudden, we're in the Uber on the way home, and it's a 45-minute drive, and she starts puking. Vomits. Thank God. My friend Denise put two plastic bags in my pocket and said, take these with you just in case. So Robin just went brah, all over. It just legit, like the entire ride home, the poor Uber guy. You do know what happens, by the way, if you puke in an Uber and it gets all over their seats and everything and they got to clean up after you.
My guess is your rating goes down and they charge you for the cleaning.
They hit the jackpot. You get a $300 charge to your credit card.
Oh, no.
That is a thing. That Uber, like they literally I think it's like a button that they must press. Like they press the vomit button on their end. Like, we have a puking customer. Bloop. And all of a sudden you get hit. I have people that I know that have gotten hit with $300 Uber charges for getting sick in the Uber. Now, luckily, those two cheap-ass 2-cent plastic bags saved me $300 because she was a mess the entire time. I felt so bad. I felt so bad for her. Obviously not so bad because I'm talking about her right now on this podcast.
Yeah.
but anyway, no. I took good care of her. You know, she went to bed. It was great. She woke up without a care in the world. However, I was scared shitless. I tipped the Uber driver $50 in cash. I said, dude, I don't know what you're supposed to get for this ride. And I'm just going to tip you in $50 cash right here. Boom, take it. And he was super thankful. He gave me a 5-star rating, did not charge me $300. Because now I didn't get anything all over the seat.
Right.
But it was definitely a close call. There was definitely some moisture going on. But she ruined her own costume. She threw it away. She got into my apartment. She got undressed.
That's lame. She got dry cleaned.
She got undressed and she's like, I guess this costume's done. And before I could even like stop her, she threw the whole costume into my garbage pail.
That's not. I could never date Robin. You can't throw stuff out that has value. You can't.
Well, it was an awesome costume while it lasted. It was an awesome night.
You should have said, Robin, you look so great in it.
Well, she knew it. Oh, I told her. I told her she did.
Well, but you didn't tell her enough that she kept it.
Well, anyway, that's the end of that one. And if we hang out again this weekend at a party, she's got to now get another costume.
Yeah, well, why don't you let her go? Like, why don't you let her go as Rick? Give her the Rick costume.
And I'll be Morty?
Well, who are you this time?
I'm Rick.
Right, so let her be Rick. Just give her the costume.
Then what am I going to
wear jeans and throw the lab coat on.
I want to be Rick. I want to be Rick. I'm going to be Rick every day. If I've got it, anytime I leave the house this weekend for a Halloween related thing, I'm Rick. Sorry. I'm sorry.
I'm a little disappointed because I got a costume for tomorrow morning.
Right.
Again, our friends at Spirit Halloween hooked us up. I have to mention that. Yep. I don't have to mention it,
but you did. You gave them a little extra love there.
They're not my client. You don't have to hit the jingle, but they're very nice. Gave us all costumes again.
Yep.
And they didn't have the weapon in stock. I picked a very popular costume, I guess, and the weapon was out of stock.
Now, does the weapon make the costume? Does it define it?
No.
Because
like
for
that.
Some people, the weapon is what actually defines it, which makes people I'll like, oh, that terms- now I know what costume that is because you're carrying that weapon.
Okay. I'm not Darth Vader, but imagine Darth Vader and then you had the lightsaber, right?
You need it.
A lightsaber adds to it. But if you're Darth Vader, you're still Darth Vader.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Like if you're Tom Brady and you have a football helmet and a jersey, but you don't have a football.
You don't need a football.
You're still Tom Brady.
Understood.
So I don't need the weapon. I was just excited to have the weapon because it's a very long weapon and it would have been like menacing.
I love that.
But they don't have the weapon.
And you're not telling me who you are yet?
No. Even if I told you that, I could tell you the name of the character I'm playing that I'm going to be dressed as.
Okay.
The real name, and you would not know who it was. The listeners would.
Yeah.
But but if I tell you, you're just going to Google it.
All right. Is it a Star Wars character?
I didn't say that. Vader as a reference.
But is it?
No, it's scary.
Okay.
If I told you I was going to tell you the name, you wouldn't know who it was.
Is it in the Marvel Universe? Is it a DC character?
Skim, I'm not going to tell you. When I show up in the morning, you'll see.
Okay. I can't wait.
You're still going to go, who is that?
The Brooklyn Boys Podcast. We will be right back.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all 5 of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory 5-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at meaningfulbeauty.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
You know what? You can go to commercial on me anytime you want. I love that jingle.
It was a great jingle.
I love that.
That's my favorite one. Yeah. That's my I'll lean on that all day.
When I played it the first time for you, Scary, you were like, that's it. That's my new favorite.
I have a bone to pick with you regarding Halloween.
Why? I never have a bone to pick with you.
Well, for all these years, you've made fun of me, Brody.
Yeah.
Well, for not keeping candy in my house for the trick-or-treaters. Now, as you know, I live in an apartment building. And when it comes time for Halloween, I don't want to keep candy in here. I don't want to deal with trick-or-treaters. They usually come at times when I'm napping anyway, which is the middle of the afternoon. So I keep at my house really quiet, and I don't have any candy, and that's it. And I don't put myself on the sign-up list. So usually someone stops by my apartment and goes to the front desk and puts my apartment on the sign-up list, and the people ring the doorbell. Ha, ha, ha. Scary Jones. Foiled again. But you guys were like, oh, you look at you, Mr. Scrooge.
Mm-hmm.
Never having Halloween candy in the house.
That's right.
It is to my understanding, Mr. David Brody, that this year you're deciding to take my lead and not have any candy for trick-or-treaters at your house.
Yeah, all right. I can explain. So I live on a cul-de-sac. Which, if you don't know what that is, it's a dead-end street with a big circle at the end so you can make U-turns and the kids can play. And
oh, it's the best.
So there's only...
Bougie.
That's not bougie. It's just coincidence. That's where we bought the house.
If you have a cul-de-sac, you live in a bougie house.
I don't. I live in a neighborhood that just happens to have a stream, and so all the streets dead end, and so they made cul-de-sacs.
Okay.
So over the years, there's, I don't know, maybe there's 16 houses on the block, and my block opens up to a major street, right, where there's really no houses.
Yep.
So there's nobody walking to my street because there's long blocks between the streets. And so maybe we get like two groups of kids. Maybe. And it's usually the kids who live on the block who have had their parents drive them to another neighborhood like we did with our kids. They went trick-or-treating and they were like, you know what? Let's just hit the block. And so they look for the couple of houses that have lights on. So a number of years ago, I turned the lights off. I don't want to be bothered. Because, you know, they come, like, after, like, my kids trick-or-treat, I'm done. Like, the same way you're done from last week, you know what, you're done with Halloween?
Yeah.
When I had three small kids, we would go trick-or-treating in another neighborhood where they had the best candy and everybody dressed up and the people decorated their houses. It was great. And a group of people, a large group, would meet at a certain corner and the whole group would go trick-or-treating. It was great. And then we would come home to our quiet block that had, like, three kids living there. And we were done. We were exhausted. We just walked around the other side of town for 2 hours. We're done. And then, like, kids would show up at, like, 9 o'clock, right? Sometimes they would already have taken their costumes off, and they just show up with a pillowcase. You're not getting candy. You're not getting candy with a pillowcase. There's got to be a rule. I'm sorry. And I go, what are you dressed as? A high school student? No.
They just want the free candy. They just it's a candy grab. That's
right,
what it is.
They're actually high school students. So
Yeah, okay. But they deserve candy.
All right, so here's the problem. I'm down to one kid living at home right now, right?
Yep.
She's out. She's got a party, so she's gone during trick-or-treating hours. My wife is taking her, and then while she's out, because it's some towns over, my wife's not going to be home. So I'm going to be home alone in the house, right, on a Sunday night watching Cowboys-Vikings.
You don't want to be interrupted during Cowboys-Vikings. This is the second time you're announcing the Cowboys Vikings game in this podcast.
Right. I'm not a sponsor.
Dave
not
Brody.
A sponsor.
Dave Brody, big Cowboys fan.
Yeah. So well, I you know what? I grew up a Cowboys fan. I'll have you know.
What?
So I'm a Jets fan. I was a Jets fan.
I was 10 years old when I learned that, Brody.
Okay, so I'll tell you the story behind it. So I'm a Jets fan, always was a Jets fan. There's pictures of me as a kid wearing a Jets jacket and Jets hats, and I've always been a Mets Jets fan growing up in New York. However, at a time when I was a child, not much bigger than they are now, the Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders were a very big thing. Kids wore them on shirts, posters in your bedroom. It was a big deal. Porn, you didn't have porn on your phone back then. So Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders were a big deal, okay? They were considered America's team, if you remember the term. That's where it came from when I was growing up. And it was, my age, it was at a time when I didn't have cable growing up in Brooklyn. And you watched whatever game was on the weekend.
America's game of the week was always the Cowboys.
It was more times than not, it was the Cowboys. It was one of the teams that always got played. And so I used to watch the Cowboys a lot. And then the kids in my class were big fans of the Cowboys. And the class bully was a Cowboy fan. And so all the boys in the class that were into sports followed the lead of the bully.
Ah.
And got Dallas Cowboy jackets.
Follow the leader. Yeah. You actually got a Cowboys jacket and jumped on board just so you guys could be incognito.
I was like 10, 11 years old.
You were ass-kissing the bully? You were brown-nosing the bully?
No, I actually liked the Cowboys. So four or five of us had like a little cowboy gang.
Brody was brown-nosing the bully.
No, well, it was better than getting beaten up by the bully and doing his fucking homework. Anyway, I'll tell you the bully story at some other point because I bumped into him like 20 years later. So I grew up loving the Cowboys, and then they got really good again in the 90s, and I enjoyed the team with Emmitt Smith. And,
okay. All right. So you became a Cowboys fan. Your closet
What was his name? Michael Irvin.
Closet Cowboy fan.
No, I'm not a Cowboys fan anymore, but I was, and so I know a lot of the history of the players.
But back to your story.
I'm a fantasy football player, and I have a lot of players.
So you're going to be watching the Cowboys-Vikings on Sunday night.
Yes, I don't need the 9 o'clock stragglers coming by. And I'll tell you what else. Every year, we buy Halloween candy, and we always buy too much. Because my family says, oh, well, don't worry, we'll eat the leftovers.
Huh.
And inevitably, they don't eat all the candy I like. They eat the mounds, and my daughter will eat all the peanut butter cups, even though I love them. You know, my kids love the peanut butter cups. Who doesn't? Reese's peanut butter cups. And I'm left with
number one candy in America.
the Crackle, the Mr. Good Bar, Hershey's Bar with almonds.
Oh, man. It's all good stuff.
All good stuff. I like that stuff. Three Musketeers. Oh, I love Three Musketeers.
Mmm.
Oh, I love that nougat.
Actually, wait a second. Hold on. I got to stop you there.
Why?
Three Musketeers?
Yes.
Not as good as a Snickers.
No. See, but at stage one. See, here's the thing. You were today years old when you learned this. And it's a rough estimate. Three Musketeers is phase one. It's nougat with chocolate on it. Then you graduate to the Milky Way. It's nougat,
caramel,
and chocolate. Then you get to the Snickers, same nougat, same caramel. Now you put some nuts in there, same chocolate.
Yep.
I like to start at the bottom. I love the Three Musketeers. I eat the chocolate off a little. I eat the chocolate off around it, and then I nougat by itself sometimes.
Yeah.
I just pure nougat it.
You know what?
So I eat my Fig Newton sometimes.
Fuck the Milky Ways and fuck the Three Musketeers. Bring me right to the Snickers.
All right.
Take me to your leader. So Snickers is the leader.
I like Three Musketeers. So here's the problem. I have all that candy in the house.
Yep.
Right? And my kids, when they would trick-or-treat, whatever candy they didn't want, the aforementioned candy I just ran by you guys, I would end up eating. I'd have all that candy, and I'd be like, oh, chocolate, so good. But you guys, if you're paying attention, you know that I've been eating very healthy since mid-September. And, you know, I had some salmon tonight for dinner.
Look at you!
And I'm not, I'm eating healthy 99.9% of the food.
Who is this man they call David Brody?
Well, it's the guy who used to be, and now I'm me again.
You're so, half the man you used to be.
Half the man I used to be.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Slices, are you listening to this? This the incredible shrinking man. I cannot believe this. Well, Brody had salmon for dinner.
I love salmon. I eat salmon all the time.
Well, I know, but just salmon? I mean, salmon with what? Usually it's covered in things with accompaniments by other things.
By the way, when I said I'm half the man I used to be, you're supposed to say thank you, Nirvana, but you didn't.
That's not Nirvana.
One of them is it, what I was singing was not, but
Stone Temple Pilots?
Stone Temple Pilots, yeah.
Or Alice in Chains.
No, it's Stone Temple Pilots.
Yeah. I knew it wasn't Nirvana, though.
No, they did a cover of it.
Oh.
Well, they did their... I know that they did a song called Half the Man I Used to Be.
But anyway.
Yeah.
So this is why you don't have candy
in
your
house. They did a
cover of it. So
yeah,
now...
They did a cover. So I don't want candy in my house. So I'm sorry, kids on the block. KOTB.
KOTB.
Actually, they're probably the new kids on the block because kids have moved into the block
right. Since
my kids were of trick-or-treating
So
age.
Sorry.
Yeah, so what I did was, I went shopping with my daughter today. I picked her up at school, and she's like, I need to stop at Target. I need to stop at Target for something. She needed one thing. Scary, I spent $111 today at Target.
What? For one thing?
It's Target. Don't question me.
You can't stop with one thing at Target. You go in for one thing, you come out with 11.
And then she did the, you know, you do the product endorsement, the commercial slip-ins.
Yes.
That's what she does. I get to the register.
Yep.
And underneath stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Because we bought a new doormat for the front of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Got to get the fall and the holiday doormats ready to go.
Uh-huh.
I look under the doormat, and she's got some hummus, some chips, some powdered munchkins.
I love it. She's a woman after my own heart. I love when people hide candy and food and things like
that. She slipped in a pair of, they're not like pajama pants.
Really?
I go, what are you doing? Oh, I really need these pajama pants.
Target.
I go, didn't you go shopping with mom last week? I know you went shopping. Yeah, but I already ate it all. I don't have any more. I'm out of this.
It's great. Good.
$111.
$111 later.
So she forced me into buying candy. She said, well, whatever you don't give away, I'll eat. So I had to buy a package of mixed candy that she likes. Because I told her, I go, you're taking it.
You're taking it with you.
No, you're taking it to school. You're taking it,
right? Because God forbid she leaves it in the friggin' cabinet.
No, you can't leave it in the house. I said wherever you go, you're taking it with you. You just put it in your backpack now because it's going with you. She said, "Well, I can't take it to school." I go, "Yeah, you can. Give it out. You could be the Halloween goblin and you give it out to everybody. Whatever. Look, I have extra candy, but you're not leaving it in the house. You got to go."
Inspired. You make me want to go slice some carrots after this podcast.
Well, I bought pre-shredded carrots. I have like mozzarella cheese. I have just like pre-shredded. So I throw them on top of the salad. It's great.
Bro, I don't know who you are. Hold on. I need to I
haven't had Chinese food in 7 weeks.
No. I need to take.
I don't even know who I am.
I need to take a minute. I need a timeout.
It's the Brooklyn Boys Podcast.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all 5 of her best-selling products, including the amazing youth-activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing 5-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory 5-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
So I want to tell you about a friend of mine. It's actually a friend of a friend, which is true. So, but he's just sort of friendly, but he's more of a friend of a friend.
And how close can a friend of a friend really be?
You know what? I've had dinner with him in like at birthday parties, so I know him.
Okay.
But I don't like know him. But we went out like a bunch of us last week. My friend and a couple of his friends.
Okay.
And so at dinner, he's telling us how he's on a dating site and he's not, you know, it hasn't been going well.
Okay.
Because he's single again, right? He was divorced, but then he was dating this really hot blonde for a while.
Really?
And they broke up about a month ago. I don't know this because he's a friend of a friend. And so he's like, yeah, I broke up with, you know, this really hot blonde. And he says, I've seen some funny profiles. So he showed me two in particular that I thought were very funny. It was one of the apps he was using. It was a screenshot. So I don't know what app it was. He just showed me the screenshot, but it's a picture and it says the person's name or pseudonym and their height. And so one woman had her height as 6'8".
Yeah.
That's gotta be a typo because there were full length pictures of her and she's clearly not 6 foot eight.
Not 6'8".
So she's either she's not even 6 feet. So she might be 5'8".
Yeah.
But that's attention to detail. Like, I was like, dude, you can't date her. She's off by like a foot. Like, that's, so I mean, would you, if you were on a dating thing, would you be turned off or like avoid or not even bother reaching out to a girl who was 6'8"? Like, you can't date a girl 6'8".
No.
You couldn't.
No, not a shot.
Maybe maybe a guy who was 6'3", 6'4", but then she puts heels on. She's close to 7 feet tall.
Dude, that's Amazon.
Well,
that's like, I mean.
Now, look, if you're listening to this podcast and you're 6'8", God bless you. Oof. I'm just saying we probably wouldn't be comfortable. That's on us. That's our problem, not your problem.
Yeah, really. No, it is. I would feel intimidated every day of that relationship.
Right. And so there's the other one he showed us. I'll explain it first. So you fill out your profile, right?
Yeah.
And you when you sign up for an account, I wouldn't know this. I'd never signed up to a dating account thing, but
yeah.
You know, he said you put in your address and phone number, and then like you check off your likes and interests, whatever. And so this one girl woman who he showed me the thing, her screen name, she must have gotten the lines wrong. You know, sometimes on forms you fill out, you write your name, but you were supposed to write under the line and you wrote above the line or vice versa.
Mm-hmm.
Her screen name was her phone number.
Oh.
Minus the last digit. Like it must have not had enough room.
Thank God it didn't. So that was an error.
So she's a Long Island girl, right? Because he lives on Long Island. Uh-huh. So her phone number screen name was 1516.
Oh no!
First of all, if you put the one, I can't date you. I could never.
Wow.
And he's so it was 1516.
She's a keeper.
And then the rest of her, yeah, I'm like, oh dude, you can't. Yeah, you better go out to 6'8" girl.
Did it say that she's 5'7" with heels, 5'3" without heels, and 3'6" if she really likes you?
Oh, that's not right.
What?
I mean, I'm okay with that, but it's not right. Oh, my God. Speaking of
phone
numbers.
That was a blowjob joke, everybody.
Yes, I know. Yeah, yeah. Speaking of phone numbers.
Yeah.
I had mentioned a couple of weeks ago how we got a bunch of people.
No, rewind 30. That was a blowjob joke, everyone. All right, good. Go for it. Continue. Okay. So go ahead. So,
I mentioned that some people...
Was that the end of this? Was that the end of that one?
Yeah, moving on from the day. It was only two profiles. You're going to show me two profiles.
Yeah.
If he shows me more, well, I'm not going to see him again for I don't know how long, but I'll ask my friend, our mutual friend, to tell him I want more. I did tell him, but like he's not going to actually send them to me. So I was like, I told my friend, I said, do me a favor. Harp on him. Get me some good ones from him. Anyway, so speaking of phone numbers, I had mentioned a couple of weeks ago that people are confused when they hear a busy signal. They're so not used to it, right? They don't know what a busy signal is. Because if you call a cell phone, there's no busy signal. It's only when you call a landline that actually has a busy signal. Like if you call someone's house, the line might be busy.
Yeah.
If they don't have call waiting. So the days of the busy signal, it's a long time, and it's rare that you'd be in a situation where you'd call someone or a business that might have a busy signal. So somebody texted in today. And they wrote, just curious, when we call with the hopes of winning tickets and get a busy signal, should we hang up and keep trying or just stay on the line?
So did we cover this on this podcast?
We did.
Okay.
But there's a reason I'm bringing it up again.
Okay.
So I wrote back the same thing I wrote the last time to other people. There's not, to my knowledge, there's not a busy signal in the world that turns into a ring. Definitely call back. Mm-hmm. FYI. So they wrote back, I figured, you never know these days with the way the world is.
What does that have to do with anything?
What? Does COVID have something to do with busy signals? Does a politically charged environment or supply chains being damaged from the pandemic? Does that?
What they probably meant, and I don't want to interpret this. I'm going to try and make sense of this.
Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, go ahead.
Maybe technology has come such a long way that it is physically possible for that to have happened because of the way the world is these days, because we're inventing new things every day.
Said, well, you know the way technology is.
Yeah.
Except if you have technology, why would you have a busy signal?
You want to talk about a generational divide. I had to be somebody that was a Gen Zer in their,
Well, maybe. It was just.
It had to be.
I don't know if my kids would know a busy signal. Maybe. I don't know. But it was just funny. Like, the way the world is, you know, the whole mask wearing thing, the busy signals. I don't know. I got into, tell me if I'm wrong. I'm at a liquor store.
Liquor? I didn't even know her.
So the way this particular liquor store is, it's one of these discount liquor chains. What the hell's the name of this?
Buy-Right.
No, not Buy-Right.
Super Buy-Right.
Nah, one of those. It wasn't that, but it was one of those. I forget. I go to it all the time. Anyway, so they have, four registers. And anytime I've ever been there, there's only one register open, and then maybe they open a second. But it's not like there's defined aisles or lines. So there's like a big open space.
I hate those.
And so when the liquor aisles end, they open to a big open space, and you sort of stand in the general area of some lines, or if there's only one register open, you wait in the line directly lined up with the only register, okay? So there's one guy in line with like five or six bottles. There's someone at the register being rung up, and I'm coming from the side, right? I'm coming from a couple aisles over, and I'm approaching the aisle. I'm about 2 feet away from being behind the first guy who's next in line, and this grumpy old bastard, not me, is coming from the aisle that's directly lined up with the line. You follow?
Uh-huh.
He thinks he's next because...
But there is no line. You just said it yourself.
There's a line of one person.
You're set up right there.
There's a line of one person, though.
Okay.
There is now a line of one person.
Okay.
So we're both going towards the geographical space behind the one guy. Well, this guy, because he's been walking in the aisle with his eye on the back of this guy, he in his mind has claimed next. So when I come in from the side, he goes, whoa, I'm next. I'm behind this guy. So I wanted to say, dude, no. I'm closer.
Yeah.
But his thought process was, I was just further back. I've been in this,
imaginary line.
Right. I've been in the geograph. There was a line on the floor. I'd be standing
I'm
on it.
I'm in the area.
And you're coming from the side, even though you're closer, I win.
I'm in the vicinity. Oh.
Well, so first off.
He's wrong.
He's wrong. Okay. So I go, all right, fine. I'm not going to argue with the guy because he's a little bigger than me.
It's the new leaner, less meaner,
right,
Brody.
Right. I don't have the girth to knock him on his ass. So I get behind him in line, and the guy in front of him goes up to the register and pays for his two or three bottles, okay? He's ringing up. But the counter is such, it's not a conveyor belt, just a long counter. He unloads his basket and his bottles onto the back half of the long counter. Well, the guy in front of him was buying a lot more than he thought. So he didn't want to hold the stuff. He unloaded onto the counter. And he's not next because the guy's still ringing up his bottles. So because there's now three people behind me, the line's getting longer. The manager comes over and opens up the second register at the register to the right, one over.
Right.
I'll take the next in line.
Now, you were technically next because you were there first.
Right. Well, in a real world, if this guy was ready, he would be next
because
he was the next. Well, so the guy goes, well, my stuff's on the counter. Give me a minute. So I walk right past him up to the register and put my stuff on the counter.
Of course you did.
And the guy's like, hey, I'm next. I'm like, you wanted that line, sir. You got it. So fuck him.
Yeah, fuck him.
And,
wow.
And like he's like he wants me to now wait while he takes all his bottles off the counter and then goes
bullshit
to the other counter.
Bullshit.
Right.
Sorry.
Okay. So I'm double right. I let the guy go. He got what he wanted. He got stuck behind a guy who was having a problem with his credit card and he didn't want to wait. He's like, oh, I'm next.
The most perplexing part of this entire story
is
that you were in a liquor store. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Thanks,
what the fuck were
Meatloaf.
You?
Thanks, Meatloaf.
What were you doing in a liquor store to begin with? You don't drink.
I don't, but here's what I do. Every couple of weekends, I like to have a little Kahlua in my milk.
Once again, I beg the question, who is this man I'm speaking to
Wait
on the other
when
end
we
of this line?
When we were on the cruise ship a few weeks ago, I had Kahlua in milk.
I know, and that's not, it's but that hasn't milk, been you in years past. That we said it was crazy and weird then. I'm like, Brody drank tonight. No. That was like the headline we came back with.
Kahlua, yeah, I have.
We had a crazy awesome night on the Norwegian Cruise Line, and the only takeaway the next morning on the show was Brody drank.
Well, again, I had like two sips of one drink and two sips of another.
And now
I had Kahlua and milk.
So you were going to restock.
I got
your
a bottle of Kahlua.
Kahlua,
right? Because the bottle I bought 6 months ago, the small bottle was gone.
Yeah.
So you want to hear who's this guy? So this happened to me, what's day, Thursday? This was maybe Monday night.
Yeah.
Over the weekend, I ran out of Kahlua. I like to have my Kahlua milk on Saturdays. Because I don't have to work the next day. I don't have to get up early.
Uh-huh.
Right? So I have a Kahlua milk on a Saturday. All right.
On a Saturday.
I noticed on Saturday, I got home. I was out. I got home at like, I don't know, 10:30. And I go to have my Kahlua milk, and I don't have any Kahlua.
Oh.
I'm like, oh. What the fuck? How did I not notice this? I must have Kahlua'd and milked during the week, and I didn't notice there wasn't enough left in the bottle, because the bottle's brown.
You Kahlua'd and milked during the week?
It was craziness. I know, it was craziness.
Brody!
Yeah, I know.
So, David Brody, I don't even drink during the week at my house.
Scary. It's milk, 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 milk.
Kahlua.
A little Kahlua. Just to give it that little caramel coffee-ish flavor, okay? So, I don't know who I am. I ran out to the 11 p.m. grocery store that also has a liquor license, and I bought the mini bottle of Kahlua for, I don't know, $3.50.
You did not!
I did.
Dude!
I was like a crack addict.
Only drugs buy the mini.
Yeah, I know.
The little nips. It's called a nip. No way, dude.
Yeah I got dude. That, and I got a little bottle of Irish cream.
Are you going to go to the friggin' cigarette store and get a Lucy next?
Oh,
what are you going to
do? That's the last thing I would ever do.
Buy one cigarette?
No. So to make sure that never happens again, bro. I went on Monday to the liquor store and got a bottle of Kahlua.
Oh, my God. Brody's hanging out in bodegas.
I know, buying little
mini bottles of. I don't even think I never bought one of those in my life. Why would I ever need that?
Yeah, they give them to you free on the plane. So, I go to the one on the main avenue around here, the discount place in the shopping strip, and I know that the Kahlua there is always on sale for $19.99. Always, at regular price is like $22.99, but it's always on sale for $19.99. It's one of those permanent sales. Like the sticker never comes off.
Yeah,
the never. Shelf.
Yeah.
Well, I was in my neighborhood, which is not. I'm like 15 minutes away from the big shopping thoroughfare, and I decided to go into the liquor store on Monday afternoon. Right, I'm like, oh, you know what? I'll just run into the liquor store over here. It's like a buy right. It's another discount one.
Another one.
And the sign says Kahlua on sale, and the bottle is marked down on sale now $24.99. Down from $29.99. So on sale, it's $5 more than I know it's going to be on somewhere else for $19.99.
Yeah.
How do they stay in business?
How do they stay in business? That's crazy.
It's like the gas stations that charge 80 cents more a gallon than the place up the block.
Right.
You're like, who's going there?
Who's going there?
But somebody always does.
I mean, I had an interesting run in with a case of Poland Spring water.
Oh, that's great. Hit the commercial.
I'm just kidding. Oh, the Poland Spring commercial?
No. What happened to Poland Spring?
Well, so I was in my local Morton Williams, by me, and I always
that
got
sounds
by
so snobby. By the way, that's the snobbiest name for a supermarket.
Well, I didn't name it. It's my local supermarket. It's the one that's walkable for me. Yeah. Okay, so I have no choice.
But it's not
that's
like
what
price chopper. Price
that's
chopper
what
it's, sounds
that's
like a
what it's called. I
Shop
had
right.
no. I did not
Stop
get involved.
And shop.
I didn't get involved in the naming rights of Morton Williams, but I'm there. And I'm hanging out, and I get my case of Poland Spring because I have a small apartment. I do one case at a time. Yep. So I carry it to the counter, and
Who is this guy? Who is this guy, Scary Jones, drinking water all of a sudden?
I've always drank water.
I'm sorry. Okay.
So it was like, you know, the 24-pack of the 16-ounce bottles?
Sure.
And it's all wrapped up in plastic?
Yep.
So, and I was going to carry it out and carry it to my apartment. That's what I do. So I
really
put it on
carry
the...
carry that heavy water?
Well, I put it at the register. And it was $4.99 for the 24 pack, which some people may think is steep. So she said to me, you know, these are on sale for $3 for $15, right?
Uh-oh.
And I'm like, I do quick math. And I'm like, no. I'm like, that's a steal.
Wait a minute. $3 for $15?
$3 for $15.
And how much did you pay for the one?
I'm sorry. No. Three for $10. Sorry.
Oh, okay.
No. I fucked up. No, three for $10.
We'll edit.
I'm like three. No, no edits.
I know.
Three for ten dollars.
Oh, that's $3.33 a piece, roughly.
I'm like,
and a third.
So if I buy one, it's $5. But if I buy,
they get
three,
you.
It's $10.
Right. But how are you gonna get home with them?
That's exactly it. So I said, you know something? I thought my inner Brody came out.
Tell me you went home and got your car.
I made three trips back and forth for the three cases. I paid the $10 because it was, you can't pass
How
up.
How much was one?
$5.
I thought it was four something. It was $5.
$4.99. $5.
Okay. All right. You saved $5.
Save five right? bucks. So they
walked,
pushed me.
I would have paid $10 for an Uber. To save the five.
Well, so I went back and forth to my apartment carrying each one, and now I have a problem because two
who
of the three, only one case.
Wait a minute. Who is this guy that walks with heavy water First of all, exercise. Second of all, makes three trips for plain water, not even bougie
and,
water.
And to get a discount.
To save $5 when you don't care about money.
I know. Who is this guy?
Who is this guy? Who are we? Who is this podcast?
What is this? Who are these people on this podcast?
This is not my beautiful house.
This is not us.
This is not my beautiful life.
It's the new show. This is not us.
Yeah, this is right. Who are we?
There's a guy in my cabinet.
By the way, that's the title of the episode.
This is not us.
Either who are we or who are these people or something like that. Yeah.
Well, so now only one case fits in my cabinet and the other two are sitting on the counter and that's where they'll stay until they've all been drunk.
Consumed.
Or consumed.
They're not drunken. It's drank or drunk.
You're the drunken one having Kahlua with every meal.
That's right. Hardcore liquor like Kahlua.
How the hell do you do this?
I'll tell you what. You know what? From when back in the day, I used to like SoCo and orange juice, a little Southern Comfort. Very little Southern Comfort, a lot of orange juice.
Right.
And in fact, my roommate and I, we used to put Southern Comfort in Tang, and we called it Twang.
Twang.
Yeah, we invented that.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. You should have trademarked that.
So I almost bought the $3.50 bottle of Southern Comfort, but I didn't have any orange juice.
Holy shit. Wow. I'm beside myself right now.
But that's not drinking. That's having like a, you know.
I know.
I'm a big Chambord fan.
Chambord?
Chambord.
You drink?
Sham on it.
Sham wow.
Sham wow. That's right.
You know, so I wanted to bring this up, and this is going to be a tough one, because I went to a comedy show last night, as you know. You know, The Real Housewives of New Jersey, Joe Gorga.
Gorga, yeah.
You can call him Gorga.
I was going to say
Gorgonzola.
You know, Gorgon.
A husband of Melissa Gorga. She's a housewife. So he did stand up at one of our favorite places, Caroline's on Broadway, where we love to see comedy.
It's the best place.
It is the premier place to see comedy in New York City. And he played to a sold-out show last night on a Wednesday night, on a Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And I happen to know, this isn't just like I'm going to see him as a stan or, you know, whatever.
Right, you went because you know him.
I know Joe. I hung out with Joe and Melissa before. You know, we've ran in similar circles. And they invited us. They invited me and Robin, my girl.
Okay.
So we went. So
you,
we went to
you came to see me once.
When I did come to see perform. You. So it was only
his.
I
was good, right?
I came to see you. It was his fourth time doing comedy. He never did comedy, but this is only his fourth time on stage. But because of the following he has from the show, he sold out on a Wednesday night. And by the way, he was funny. He was. I thought he was very good. I've seen him before.
You told me that. You told me that last night.
Yes, he was very good.
I mean, this afternoon when we spoke this afternoon, you told me right.
But it reminds me of a time when, remember when we always used to get, you know, hey, you get invited to your friend's, like, either a comedy show or, like, a battle of the bands.
Oh, absolutely.
Our friend, like, Bald Freak Ronnie.
Bald Freak Ronnie. We saw him a bunch of times. Yeah, I had friends. But I am a comic, or I was a comic. So I always had friends. I didn't have comics ask me to come see them.
Yeah.
Because I would see them at the club anyway. I would already be there. But I had people in bands that were like, you got to come see my band. And that never ended well. Because
it's just awkward, right?
My friends aren't Van Halen, right?
Right.
My friends aren't you two.
Right.
My friends are a couple of guys who played guitar and found a drummer. And I'd have to go see them. And they weren't always great. But you're like, how'd you like the show? I was like, oh, it's great. Oh, man, we're going to be in Staten Island. You got to come see us. I'm like, oh, okay.
Right. Well, that's exactly it. You get roped in. Now, this show I wanted to see. He invited me to see it, and I told him in the beginning of the month, I'm coming to see you.
Right.
But a day doesn't go by where one of my friends, like you, Brody, doesn't invite me to their blank, and whether it be a show or, you know, a comedy show or a battle of the bands or whatever.
But we killed the night you came, so even if you didn't like us, I know the audience.
No, I'm fucking with you. Of course you were
great. Right, oh yeah.
But first of all, how many of these... What interests them to bring you there is not, you know, it's like your time. How do I even explain it without sounding like a fucking asshole? But
okay,
it's basically,
I think what you're trying to do is
you want,
tell us scary about the time you went to a comedy show and it wasn't funny, because that's what I think you're trying to get at.
Well, there was that one time I did go to a comedy show in recent past.
Okay,
and
not me, not you,
not the one I saw last night, which was just not funny. They sucked. And they were, I'm saying they because I don't want to let it off I don't want to let you know if it's a male or female.
Right. Are you still friends with this person?
Yes. So they.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know them.
But
it's weird. All right.
They were doing amateur night, and I showed up, and it was a Monday night, and I was like sitting there like, oh my God, this is forced laughter, forced laughter.
Right. Was it one of these you have to bring 10 friends and we'll let you perform?
Well, that's probably, no, it was a 2-drink minimum and a cover.
So okay, because like a lot of times, like you can play like the Monday night show, but you have to bring 10 friends down.
Oh, right. That's part of the way that they, the trick for them filling the place.
Right.
So I just think that at some point you have to just be real with somebody when they say, how did I do tonight?
Really?
Because otherwise,
someone's going to bare their soul doing comedy, and you're going to go, eh.
Well, because you don't want them to pursue a career that they is going to be a dead end for them.
Yeah, but is it your place? Are you a comedy guru?
No, but
like,
that's
are
how
you the guy.
Think about it. This is how the rejects end up on American Idol.
Well, their friends don't tell them.
Well, that's exactly it. Their friends don't tell them. That's how William Hung is born. You know,
the people, but he made some money.
What I'm saying is, but it's a lifetime of, oh my God, you're so good. Keep going, keep going, keep doing it. But this person was not funny in their stand-up routine, but I laughed and I joked with them and I'm like, yeah, it was great. And I overly laughed to make sure my laughter was audible from the stage. And it was weird. It was just bizarre.
Slices, you guys listening, and you guys can tweet us. I'm sure you guys know a singer or a comedian or a juggler or a magician, someone in your life that made you go see them. And it was not good.
It was not
and
good.
You had to lie.
Well, we had that growing up. I mean, listen, not all of Bald Freak Ronnie's shows were great. Some of them were over the top awesome. But he had like alter egos, and he did different types of genres of music.
We went to one show. He's very talented, but it was out there. It was like space music.
Yeah.
I was confused.
When you come off stage, do you just not say anything at all when they come off stage, or do you give them the gratuitous, oh, you were so good tonight?
Well, no, I think you say things like, I'm only going to use Ronnie as an example. It's not what I said. Right. What you can say is like, oh my God, I didn't realize what an amazing keyboard player you are, because he's an amazing keyboard player.
He really is. Oh, so you highlight the positive, but don't talk about the negative.
And who did you get to do the lights? Oh my God, the lights
were
amazing.
The lighting was great. I love that outfit you're wearing on stage.
Right, and that dance move you did. But you don't have to come out and go like, you know, if you see a comic, you're like, holy shit, man, that took balls. You killed it tonight. But listen, we've done it. We've had guests on the morning show where someone has an album out, and you're like, oh my God, this is the end of their career. Then they come in and you're like, love the new album, man.
That's right. We do that. We do. It's actually a little white lie. How about, I bet
not
a lot
on the air. By the way, we don't have we don't normally have artists on that Elvis doesn't already like.
Yeah.
Like if Elvis doesn't like an album, we won't have them on. So when he has somebody on, it's because he genuinely likes. I'm talking about like for me, if we have an artist come up and I think the new album is like, oh, this is a departure.
Oof, wow. Depressing.
Right? I'd be like, oh, hey, congrats on the new album. Love the artwork.
Yeah.
Love the album cover.
Well, so I feel like a lot of parents go through this with their kids at their plays. You know, when they have to go to like the play or the dance. The dance recital. How about
I have three girls. I went to many a dance recital.
Yeah. How did you feel about, what was your honest opinion about the dance recital?
My kids were the best. That's what,
you have to say that.
Well, you know what? So in most dance recitals, especially when they get a smidge older, they put the superstars in the front.
Yep.
And they put the other kids in the back.
Yeah.
Because you don't want the kid who messes up even a little to be the center of the triangle, the top of the pyramid.
Right.
Right. So, you know, sometimes your kids are in the third row in the middle where you can't see them, and you got to stand up and go, I didn't see the top.
I see you back there. All the way back there. All right. Well,
and sometimes the girl in the front, you hate their parents.
I just didn't know in whatever way that you're experiencing going to somebody's show, you know, if this is something that you, if you should be brutally honest with them, or you should just sugarcoat it, because I think that you may be doing them a disservice if you're sugarcoating it and saying that they're fucking awesome when they're not.
I don't know. You know what happens sometimes as a parent? Like sometimes you have friends and their kids are in the play, but your kid's in the play.
Right.
Yeah. So then they know you're at the play. They know you, even if you go on a different night, like the kids like to do the three nights so that everyone has a chance to go.
Yep.
Even if you go a different night, right? John and Sue's kid is in the play. You're sort of friendly with John and Sue, and their kid's got a lead role. And they're like, oh, what'd you think of the show? I'm like, oh, it was good. I was very impressed.
Great, yeah.
How great was John, right?
Oh, yeah,
he was the kid. Or whatever. You go, oh, I mean, to get up there and do that, that's amazing. You know, like, you know, I mean, wow. I mean, to be that bold and, to, you know, and to be, just to belt it out like that. Oh, I mean,
yeah.
How, you know, to memorize all those lines. You just, wow. There's plenty to say where the parent gets it, but you don't have to say it.
Right. It's kind of like the wink. Like the wink elbow, the elbow
right,
wink.
Because the parent knows they whether know. Their kid is. But here's the thing. You are parent deaf.
Right.
You don't hear it all the time when your kids are like, you know, somewhere over the rainbow. Because they're like, oh, man, you should have heard him 6 months ago. Yeah. He's come a long way. She's come a long way. You know.
The second layer of that is how many shows are you going to go to? I mean, it is a self-serving thing to invite people to your show, right? I mean, it's like, oh, I want you to come see me. And I'm like, yeah, what about my free time? What about me? Does my time not matter? I mean,
plus, have you ever gone to a thing like a show or a dance recital or a play?
Yeah.
And the person you went to see has the smallest role and you have to sit there either waiting the whole.
Oh, that's terrible.
You wait the whole play and then like with like 11 minutes left, you see them. Or you see them after 4 minutes, then don't see them again the whole play?
Yeah.
That sucks. You're like, don't ask me to come.
You blew the whole night
like,
on this.
You're 45 seconds, you come out and you go, so am I. And then you run off the stage and that's it.
That's terrible.
You know, like.
No, thank you.
Right. You're like, tell him about it, Johnson. And then you run off the stage.
Brooklyn Boys Podcast with Skeery and Brody.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values: premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary. Indulges your senses and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit leesa.com/iHeart. That's leesa.com/iHeart.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all five of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
I wanted to just add to that before we went to commercial. Oh. Like in the program guide, right? It'll say the Tell 'Em About It Johnson guy played by, you know, like criminal number six, played by. We're like, oh,
awful.
It's great. I came
in. Thank you, sir. My goodness.
That happened to us. You remember when we went to see Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark?
Yes.
If I could just tell that story real
quick. Oh, yes.
So Spider-Man Turn Off the Dark is considered to be one of the most expensive flops in the history of Broadway. They had high wire act, like Spider-Man would fly all over the Broadway theater. He was on wires and he would lower himself down. He swung over the audience. It was visually, that part was great. At some point, Spider-Man fell into the orchestra. Do you remember that?
Disaster. They had to close the show.
It wasn't Spider-Man, it was one of the villains.
They had to close the show and retool it.
And the music was done by U2, which you thought would save it, but it didn't. The plot was fucking moronic. It seemed like forever. So at one point of this play, this musical, we went as a morning show. They were a sponsor. They were trying desperately to get people to go, and they were advertising, and we all went as a morning show. So we were going anyway. However, I know a couple of people who are on Broadway because they sing for our parody division, right? They come in on their time off and they sing song parodies for me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm not going to mention. We're going to call him Phil. I like that name, Phil. Phil, I know for a fact is in the show. So Phil was a swing member, meaning. Like in one scene, he'll play the Green Goblin in the background. Another scene, he'll be man number five. Well,
that's an ensemble member, right?
Right. You play the ensemble, like multiple small roles.
Yes.
So they don't have to hire 75 people.
Exactly.
They hire the main six, and everybody else plays multiple roles.
Right. And then the entire cast does something, you're in that part too.
Right, right. So even when you go see Hamilton, one of the greatest shows ever, there are some people who play two people in the show, two main characters, because they die, spoiler, and then they come back as another guy.
Yep.
Right?
True story.
First, he's the French guy. Then he's Thomas Jefferson. So that happens even in the big shows. But so Phil, I couldn't keep track of who he was. Anyway, there's a scene at the end. Now, Green Goblin is one of the main villains of Spider-Man in comic books. And the Green Goblin is in the play. But at some point, if you remember, there were like 12 Green Goblins all on wires climbing all over. So he was fighting all of them in different parts of the city. It made it look like wherever he went, he was fighting Green Goblin or whatever. So it wasn't that there were 12 Green Goblins. It was just that a Green Goblin would go up the wall on the left side of the stage, right? And then all of a sudden, he was on the right side. Well, the way they did that was having multiple Green Goblins.
True.
So after the show, they tell us we're going to meet the cast of the show. So we go down and we wait in this room, a green room area.
Oh, my God, I remember this.
And a couple of the people came out. The guy played Spider-Man came out. The show was horrible. And we're like, oh, my God. It was amazing. And singing was... Oh,
we did. We had to blow smoke.
Right. But then my friend Phil comes into the room, and he sees me. He's like, Brody! I'm like, Phil! He's like, what'd you think of the show? I'm like, oh, man, the stunt work, the music.
Everything was so good.
I go, and he goes, did you see me? I go... Yeah, I saw you like when you were in the background singing. He goes, no, I was Green Goblin 3. But Green Goblin was wearing like armor and a helmet. Like I had no idea. I was like, oh, you were the best Green Goblin. He goes, like, what do I say? I didn't know it was him at the time. I wasn't looking at him going, that's my friend Phil up there.
No, you were not.
Right. Oh. So it was just the most awkward thing. But when Spider-Man came to I don't remember his name. But we were like, oh, it was amazing. It was, how bad was that show?
Oof. That was a stinker. I think it was worse than Urinetown.
We were going to leave at halftime.
Urinetown was a bad show.
And by the way, my friend Phil was in Urinetown.
Was he really?
Yes, he played had a decent-sized role in Urinetown.
I'm sorry, 90% of the people here are thinking, what the fuck was Urinetown? Exactly.
Google.
Just Google it. It was pretty shit.
But yeah, the Spider-Man guy. Elvis is like, oh, my God, it was such a show.
Oh.
It was I'm telling you right now, there were empty seats after intermission. People didn't come back.
No.
It was that bad.
Something that we glossed over on the big show that really needed to be talked about, and I know
this is why we do a podcast.
It's a week old at this point, but I've been holding this one.
Okay.
Was last Sunday in the Tampa Bay Buccaneers game when Tom Brady threw his 600th. Oh. Yeah, you know where I'm going with this. He threw his 600th touchdown pass
to Mike Evans.
And Mike Evans runs over to the stand.
To the fans
and
hands in the end zone.
The fans in the stands in the end zone and hands the football to the fan. Unbeknownst to everybody at that very moment that was a record-breaking thing no one in the NFL has ever thrown 600 passes before. That was a huge piece of memorabilia that will probably be the most important ball in the game's history to this point. So, and it was just handed to a fan by Mike Evans. So all of a sudden, Twitter went crazy. The internets roared. Holy shit, that's got to be $500,000. That's got to be $1 million. That ball's got to be worth millions of dollars. They come back from the commercial, and you realize now they show footage of one of the officials negotiating with the guy with the football, and the right. kid hands the football back.
A representative of the Buccaneers right. going, hey, what's it yes. going to take to get that ball
Correct.
Back?
What's it going to take? And he hands the ball back and then negotiates, which, by the way, yeah. you should never do.
Never
you should
do
always
that.
Hold on to the ball.
Now, keep in mind, the guy's a Bucs fan and a Tom Brady fan, but I'll say this. If he's a Bucs fan, he's only been a Tom Brady fan for about a year.
True story.
Right?
Yep.
But you haven't been. You didn't grow up a Brady fan. You're a Bucs fan,
so
and that's fine.
The consensus was, after it came out the next day, of all the things this fan got in return for giving this 600th touchdown ball back to the NFL
right.
and to Brady, was he got $1,000 to spend at the Bucs store. He got an autograph.
By the way, can I just blow the lid off that? When you're at a restaurant and they give you a $100 gift card to eat at the restaurant,
it's $5.
Well, no, it's not that it's $5. Food cost is 24% right. usually. So it's really costing the restaurant $25
yeah.
to give you $100.
Yep.
Plus, you're going to overpay for the drinks, like whatever. So $1,000 is $1,000 that you get to spend on overpriced in-stadium merchandise that they own, and they're making at least 80-90% markup
yeah.
on.
Yeah.
So they really didn't give much.
Okay, well, hold on.
All right, yeah.
So then he got two autographed Tom Brady jerseys, is what.
Yeah, which is nice.
Which is beautiful.
And a helmet.
And a helmet. And he's going to play a round of golf.
Well, that wasn't originally.
With Tom Brady.
Originally, it was the season tickets for the rest of the season.
And season tickets for the rest of this year and next year.
First of all, you give him 5 years at least. You give him 5 years worth of tickets. You have to. A year and a half? That's like 12 games.
So a lot of people then came back around, and then a round of golf with
right. Brady,
Tom Brady
stepped up and gave him some Bitcoin.
Oh yeah, Brady gave him Bitcoin.
Yeah, and then Brady said, "I'll play golf with you," which, you know, the guy, if the kid plays golf,
so
that's
all that great. Said, and it all up, is that worth giving the ball back?
All right. So look, if that ball's okay,
how much do you think that ball is worth?
Well. If it's got bad karma because they think you were an asshole for selling it, maybe less. But the ball's worth money, and I would think the NFL and Tom Brady would want to pay big bucks to get it back.
Yeah.
Right?
See, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking you just got to hit this guy off with $50,000. Boom.
Throw me 50 grand. Throw me 50 grand for doing the right thing and giving you the ball back. Because even on the low end, $100,000.
Still way too low, yeah.
No, I'm saying even if you want to go like
even that, that's really low.
$25,000, $50,000 to the Buccaneers, who make $1 billion a year in profit. Tom Brady, who makes, I don't know, $35 million a year.
Yeah,
whatever it is, and has made a few hundred million over his career.
Yeah,
50 grand is nothing. 50 grand is like when you take your helmet off on the field and they fine you 50 grand, and you're like, who cares?
Yeah.
Doesn't mean anything to them. 50 grand to Tom Brady is like $3 to me. Now, granted, I wouldn't give up $3, but that's besides the point. The guy did the right thing.
He did the right,
did
yeah.
the right thing.
And by the way, again, mistake number one, handed the ball back first and then negotiated.
What you have to do first of all is you give them your information and you say, you know what? I want to talk to my lawyer. I want to talk to a baseball memorabilia expert. I need some time to think about it. I'll keep the ball. I'll keep it authenticated. It's got the stamp. You know, if you want to tag it in some way.
Well, that's another thing that comes into play here. They were saying that he walks out of the stadium with that ball and tries to sell it. It's not worth anything because the NFL has to have papers that authenticate the ball. Well, so if he goes to try and sell it, there's not going to be any papers that come with it that show that it's real.
Except for one thing. And I could be wrong. He's got video of him getting the ball.
Yeah, but he could have switched it out. How do they know that's
the ball? He's got an NFL ball. He's got an NFL ball, right? Now, granted, I don't know about the authentication of it all. He's got the ball, okay? And that ball's worth more money.
Well, they're saying that it's worth zero if he walks out of there.
The kid gave the ball back before he got anything. Brady has to say to him, you know what? Mike Evans should give the kid $1,000.
Oh, Mike Evans kicked in something too, I believe.
Yeah, he gave him a jersey, a cleats. He gave him his sneakers, his game-worn sneakers, like ratty-ass shoes you've been wearing for the game that stink.
Here
and
you
a
go.
Jersey. Look, it's all cool. Look, if I caught something important at the at a Mets game, right? Somebody's, I don't know, 100th home run with the way the Mets play. You know, whatever it is, it's a big ball, right? You break the home run record for the Mets. If I caught, you know, a World Series home run, whatever it was. I would want the ball to be in the proper hands, but I don't know how I'd feel, because you don't want to be a dick to your team, but the team has no problem, you know, charging you a lot of money for the tickets and
right.
Yeah, I don't know. I think the guy should have gotten more.
Well, I think
being a dick.
Well, I think they needed to break him off some cash. Really, I mean, cash is king, right? So I mean, just give him money. Like I understand he's got this crazy once in a lifetime money can't buy experience.
Golf with Brady.
Right.
Right. But Brady's not going to remember him. Like I, you know what I would want? I want Tom Brady to call me on my birthday every year for 10 years. Right. Like I would want David Wright to call me. Hey, David. It's David Wright. Just want to wish you happy birthday. 2007, you know, 2025. Hey, David, thanks for calling. Enjoy that home run ball. You know, like I would do that. Like, never mind the money. I want to
something that's going to last a lifetime.
I want to be able to call Tom Brady 5 times when my friends are around to show them that I have Tom Brady's phone number. Even if Tom Brady buys a burner phone, I want Tom Brady's burner phone number. So when I'm out with a girl at a bar, at a sports bar, who she's wearing a Brady jersey,
that's right.
I can go, you know what? If I could call Tom Brady right now, we go home,
we have sex. I want to be able to have Tom Brady in my Tinder profile with me, next to me.
Right. And be able to say, I can call Tom Brady.
I can call
Brady
Tom Brady anytime you want.
Right.
Just use it as collateral.
You can keep the football jersey that I can buy at a novelty store.
Right.
And I can go into a memorabilia store and pay $500 for the jersey. I can't buy Tom Brady's phone number.
No.
You give me Brady's phone number. You invite me to Tom's house.
That's right.
And I can jump in the pool with Tom and Giselle. I'll give you the football.
That was the next thing. I want to be over there for Thanksgiving dinner at the Brady's. Right.
I want Giselle to serve me more sweet potato.
I want Giselle to serve me.
I want to be in the Chase lounge between Bikini Giselle and a fully dressed in his football uniform, Tom Brady.
Right.
And I'm giving 2 thumbs up with a dopey smile on my face. That's what I want.
And it's not out of the realm of, it's not out of question for me to want to call Tom Brady on any given Sunday during the offseason and have a catch with him. Take me out.
One or two catches.
let's throw the ball around. Throw the old pigskin around, Tom.
And if he wins another Super Bowl, he comes to my house with the trophy, and I get to wear the ring and the trophy, and I take pictures with it.
Yes.
That's it. No money. At that point, you know what happens? Tom Brady goes, fuck you. Here's $100,000. Leave me alone.
Exactly.
It's the Boys Podcast with Brody and Scary.
Tired of restless nights? Meet Lisa, the sleep expert. Here at Lisa, we know that good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. That's why their mattresses are made for exceptional comfort and support, catering to every sleep need. Check out Lisa's Sapira Hybrid Mattress, named Best Hybrid Mattress 5 years running. Sleep hot? The Chill Collection is built with cool-to-the-touch top fabric and layers of high-density comfort foams, all intended to remove excess body heat while maximizing comfort. With Lisa, getting a new mattress has never been easier. Delivery is free, and you have 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. Don't spend another night dreaming of better sleep. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus 2 free pillows. Go to lisa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. That's leesa.com/iHeart. Exclusions apply. See lisa.com for more details.
Now I'd like to introduce you to Meaningful Beauty, the famed skincare brand created by iconic supermodel Cindy Crawford. It's her secret to absolutely gorgeous skin. Meaningful Beauty makes powerful and effective skincare simple, and it's loved by millions of women. It's formulated for all ages and all skin tones and types, and it's designed to work as a complete skincare system, leaving your skin feeling soft, smooth, and nourished. I recommend starting with Cindy's full regimen, which contains all 5 of her best-selling products, including the amazing Youth Activating Melanin Melon Serum. This next generation serum has the power of melon leaf stem cell technology. It's melon leaf stem cells encapsulated for freshness and released onto the skin to support a visible reduction in the appearance of wrinkles. With thousands of glowing five-star reviews, why not give it a try? Subscribe today and you can get the amazing Meaningful Beauty System for just $49.95. That includes our introductory five-piece system, free gifts, free shipping, and a 60-day money-back guarantee. All of that available at MeaningfulBeauty.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
All right, so I need your help on what happened at Walmart, and then we'll get out of here, okay?
Yeah.
But I need your help with this. So I'm returning some things at Walmart. My friend and I are at the return counter. And this woman, I'll refer to her as Karen.
Wow, this is off to a wonderful start.
She comes
out of
the...
Karen.
So the bathroom is located near the front of the store. She comes out of the bathroom and she's yelling, "They stole my phone! Somebody help me, they stole my phone." So one of the front end employees goes, "What happened?" "They stole my phone. Someone stole my phone." Right? So they're like, "Well, what do we do? What do we do?" So then she starts yelling, "You guys are responsible. Walmart better buy me a new phone. You guys stole my phone. Someone stole my phone." So I'm like, wow, that's terrible. Wow. Did she leave it in the cart? Would they take it out of her pocket? Did she put it down? Like, did she scan her credit card or something? And then, like, the cashier misplaced it? Like, what? They stole her phone. So first of all, Scary, if they stole her phone, that's terrible, right?
But who's they?
Okay. Well, so customers is yelling at customer service. I'm waiting to do a return, and she's yelling at the poor girl behind the plexiglass that they stole her phone. They stole her phone. Someone stole her phone. Can somebody call my cell phone? Somebody stole my phone. You owe me a phone. She's yelling. She wants her phone. So the manager comes over and says, "Who stole your phone? I'm so sorry. What happened?" She said, "I was in the bathroom, and I must have left it on the sink. I went out to my car. I put all my shopping in the car. I realized my phone's gone. I come back in the bathroom. My phone's gone. Somebody stole it." So first of all, Scary, if you leave your phone in the bathroom and somebody takes it, and you come back 5 minutes later,
it's no longer your phone.
Right, but can you blame anybody but yourself?
Nope.
Is that really stealing?
No, it's gone. I'm a fucking idiot.
Right, you're the idiot. Now you're just like, Walmart's going
to
buy me a
phone. Now, to me, when someone says someone stole my phone, I'm thinking somebody pickpocketed it, somebody
ripped it out of the hands,
or forcibly took it from me.
Right, so she's demanding, "I want names. I want manager's names. Someone's going to buy me a new phone." So the manager's not me. The manager's trying hard to be nice. He's like, "Listen,
Although with the new you, I'm not so sure anymore."
Yeah, right, exactly.
Maybe nice.
So the manager's like, "Listen, we'll take your name if someone returns it." "No one's going to return it. They stole my phone." So she says, "Well, look, we'll call your phone." "Who's going to answer the phone? They stole my phone. They're not going to answer the phone. Go, hello, I stole your phone. They're not going to answer my phone."
Wow.
She's yelling, she's all upset.
Wow.
And so she's like, review the security tapes. I want to see the security tapes." So the manager says, I can't do that." "You could. Yes, you can. I will get a lawyer. I want to see the security tapes." He says, "Miss, you left the phone in the bathroom. We don't have security tapes in the bathroom. That's illegal."
Yeah, it sure is. She's fucked.
Well, she goes, "Well, what about when they came out with the phone out of the bathroom?" So he says, "I'm sure they put it in their pocket. I don't think," he goes, "Ma'am, I'm sure they didn't walk out holding the phone. Checking the phone. They were like, they put it away. They wouldn't have the phone in their pocket."
Yeah.
"Well, you're buying me a new phone. Take my name. I want your name. So you guys owe me a phone." He says, "Look, I'll take your name, but you left the phone. It's not our responsibility to have someone in the bathroom waiting for you. But that's not our fault." And I did my return because now the manager's taking care of it. So the girl took my return and I was going to, so we just went shopping, but we were in the back of the store. I was picking out some storage bins. And I'm out here like, "You're buying your phone. I don't care. You're buying your phone. Someone owes me a phone." Like, you could hear in the front of the store, still yelling.
Wow.
At some point, we checked out. She was gone.
Yeah.
I don't know what they told her.
I mean, the poor woman. I mean, but you know what?
I know she's upset.
Shame on herself. She only has herself to blame. She only,
right.
Because it was in the bath. She was in the bathroom. She left it in there.
Right, but she's ranting. Like, someone stole my phone. I'm thinking like she got mugged. Right? Or that she put it down on the ledge. Like
what if she
aisle?
Accidentally flushed it down the toilet?
Well, who knows? Who knows if she ever had a phone?
And if she did, and if it did get flushed down the toilet, did the sewer system steal the phone at that point? Like,
what kind of phone do you have that goes down the toilet, by the way? How big is the hole in the toilet?
I'm just saying.
I know.
Hypothetically.
So we're on the same page. Number one.
Same page.
No one stole your phone.
Sorry. Not a stolen phone.
Number two, Walmart. Get the sound ready. Walmart does not owe you a phone. And whatever you would spend on a new phone, because I'm sure you must have some replacement plan, you've embarrassed yourself more. I was going to film her because I have a phone.
Oh, you should have.
I couldn't because she was really close and I would have had to like step back and film her and I didn't want to be like, I wanted to, but I wanted to do my return and get out of there. Yeah. So I wasn't thinking about filming her. I was thinking about matching up my receipts to my returns.
Yep.
Cause I had like six different returns. I had an online purchase. I had something from a month and a half ago. I tried to return the fireworks again. They wouldn't take them back.
Shit.
Cause I went to a different store. So I did not take out I didn't want to do that. And film her, but I was like, podcast.
Yeah.
There's definitely a podcast. So, wow. Fuck you, Walmart Karen. Someone stole my phone.
There's a lot of Walmart Karens out there. There really is.
If you leave your car running outside your house with the doors open, right, and the windows down, and someone jumps in your car, technically they stole the car. But you lost the car. You gave away the car. You leave a $500, $600, $700, $800 phone on a sink. Now, shame on the person that took it, right?
Well,
shame
on that. They're a piece of shit to begin with. But
now, what we don't know.
You can't expect humanity to be good. You know, you can't expect the best in people.
Right. Well, at some point, she accused and said, "Well, I forgot this." She said, "The girl was in there with me." She said, "The girl was in there." So the manager, "What girl?" She goes, the Walmart girl. She had the apron on. The Walmart girl was in there. So he goes, "Which one?" He goes, "I don't know." And this
cannot point the accusatory finger. You can't. Well, you just got no leg to stand on.
Well, so the woman says, "I'm just going to repeat what she said." The guy says, "Well, which one? What does she look like?" And he goes, "I don't know. She was Puerto Rican." Mm-hmm. Now I don't know how you know what island she's from. I think she meant Hispanic.
Right.
And the manager's like, "Well, that's a large part of our staff." And again, the teller's just, "No, could you pick her out?" "No, I just saw her briefly. She was coming in as I was leaving." So you don't know. You don't know.
But
anything.
But there could have been someone else in the other stall taking a shit. You don't know.
So he says, "Was anyone else in the bathroom?" "Yes."
Yeah, it could have been that guy that you saw at your daughter's college dorm, like fucking
the shitter
for the shitter or the masturbator, the guy. No, the guy that was like fucking
shooting up, masturbating, shitting.
That guy.
All right. Well, you know what?
We wanted to talk a little bit about our merch store before we...
We have an offer. We have an offer. I had an idea. I had an epiphany.
Yeah.
Because I've done this randomly, but we're going to officially do it from my account, Scary's account.
Oh, I've done it too. We've both done this.
Yeah. But not always everybody.
Yeah.
Right, okay.
Follow along at brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
No, that's where you shop. That's brooklynboys.bigcartel.com.
Yes.
But... at David Brody, at Scary Jones, at the Brooklyn Boys.
Well, no, I'm saying, first you have to go get your merch from the store.
That's right. Go get your merch. But here's what we're going to do. At least until the end of the year, and who knows after that, but we have till December, right?
Yep.
Let's do till December, because we have holiday merch coming out.
Yes, we do.
We have merch you may not have seen yet.
We got ornaments coming.
Right, ornaments. You may be behind a few episodes. You may be behind 20 episodes. You may be one of those people that we've read your
emails. Man, you can buy your Christmas ornament at Easter, if you're hearing this then.
Right. And we have
we're not gonna put the cart before the horse. All right. Until it's official, yeah. But
so what, forget about the merchandise. Is it worth, let's say, $20 to have your picture and your social media retweeted and reposted by our social media? It's worth $20. You might want
I would
that.
Say so.
$20.
Yeah.
People pay Cameo hundreds of dollars
to
record a birthday greeting. By the way, we do that. Scary and I both have Cameo accounts. You want us to wish you Happy Hanukkah or Merry Christmas? or Happy Thanksgiving. You can go to our cameos, search for us. Anyway, so at the very least, for $20 tax, shipping, whatever, you get on a social media. We will promote your social media. We'll repost you.
Right.
But here's what you got.
A lot of people already bought their merch and they have them already, and we have posted them and we have reposted.
And if we have, and right, and by the way, we'll know if you post an old picture, but that's fine. Go. We know who you are. But if you buy a new merchandise, and if you want to put the picture of your invoice in the picture, that'd be great. But you cross out your
credit card.
Your credit card, yeah. Right.
Put that in there
exactly.
Too.
Exactly. Put that in there. And the number
on the back, please.
Right. The CV. CV. What is it?
Something code.
Yeah. Okay. So it's not the CVS code.
No.
All right. So anyway.
CRV.
CRV. Right. Go ahead, and if you buy merchandise, if you happen to, from the Brooklyn Boys, and post a picture of you wearing it or holding it, if it's a mug or a tumbler or whatever, we will post the picture.
We will rock you.
Yeah. We will rock you and tag you on our merchandise page. Because you know what? We got to move out some of the old merchandise and get ready for the holiday stuff.
Yes.
And we got the holiday stuff coming.
Absolutely.
So let's do this.
Brooklynboys.bigcartel.com. Also, a good stocking stuffer for your family. I mean, we are coming back up on the holidays again, right?
When was the last time you stuffed your stockings, Gary?
Never. It's just a figure of speech at this point. Oh. I always got junk in my Christmas stocking. It was always like...
I bet you did when you couldn't ask your own D. I bet you did.
I put my junk in my fucking stocking.
In your sock.
In my sock. And I used to like swing it around. No, really. It was like jacks. It was playing cards. It was...
Did you jack it into a sock?
I jacked it into a sock.
Nice. You're right there, folks.
You're filthy.
Not as filthy as your sock.
Go drink some more Kahlua, you bastard.
I will. And by the way, if you run into any crunchy socks in Brooklyn, you know whose they are.
Brooklyn! The Boys from Brooklyn! Brooklyn! The Boys from Brooklyn!
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander. Or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.
Hey guys, back at the playground again, huh?
Yep. You know what this playground could use? A wine country.
Heck yeah, and some waves so we could go surfing.
Oh, yeah. Ah, love that.
A redwood forest would be cool.
I'm in.
Ah, ski slopes.
Let's do it.
Tenor girl go shopping.
Yeah, baby.
Wait. Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.